From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. The State House Appropriations Committee is rejecting many budget cuts suggested by Governor Brian Kemp. In the spending plan approved today, Representative Katie Dempsey of Rome says her subcommittee that deals with health was able to add back funding for things like rural physicians, Alzheimer's care, and behavioral health.
We were able to take the recommendations of the governor, find a few more savings, find a few increases in gifts, as I said, from other parts of the budget.
Other cuts restored include money for accountability courts, the Public Defender Council, and programs in the university system. The full House votes on the amended fiscal year budget tomorrow. The city of Atlanta is placing a moratorium on new development in some neighborhoods. It's to prevent longtime residents from getting priced out. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms issued the executive order yesterday to address rapid gentrification around Westside Park. The order will expire in 180 days. It will not affect active development. In the meantime, city departments will come up with a plan to keep housing affordable for people who live there. Another rainy week continues here in Georgia. Heavy rain is flooding roads and rivers throughout the state. A flash flood watch is in effect for portions of north and central Georgia through tomorrow afternoon. David Nadler is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Peachtree City. He says this week's rain is expected to come in waves that could actually prevent severe flooding.
The fact that it's kind of all happening over, a 24 to 36 hour period is good. And it's not all expected to dump, within like a 3 hour window where things can become more problematic.
Overnight, there is a slight chance of thunderstorms. The main threat for weather overnight, damaging winds. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.